I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies, who are the listeners of today's episode of Muslim Lady. This is IRAB English Radio, and I'm so happy that I've got the honor to be here with you. This is Asma. We have the pleasure to have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of another episode of Muslim Lady. Well, as the usual plan and schedule of this program, we usually want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself, though the loyal ladies who are following us all the time, they probably know you, but for the people who have just joined us, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Turfatulain Zainab Askari, usually known as just the last name Zainab Askari. And I have studied Hausa for more than a decade now, and also studied contemplation of Quran on the sidelines. And apart from that, I also have degrees in like bachelor's in science and then master's in linguistics, and have been writing about women topics for more than 3 years now.
Very good and amazing. In a world where people would search for romantic love and a kind of journey that would lead to a perfect, real, true love story that leads to marriage, there are many others who still believe that traditional marriage is going to be a better choice. Well, now, it's not a battle, actually, to choose which one of them, but there are always these two perspectives. There are a group of people who do not love to marry based on what my mother is going to choose for me, or I don't know, what my family generally are going to decide for me. And then there are those people who would believe that I would not marry up until... unless I find love. So between these two people in these two perspectives, which one is the best?
Every perspective has its own
merits
and
demerits.
Yeah. So talking of traditional marriages, we have seen like countries like, you know, India, countries like Pakistan, or even in Iran.
Eastern countries, I guess. Eastern culture.
Yeah, yeah. So like here, we saw that traditional marriages, the divorce rates were very low. And what were the goods about these marriages were that these societies, they grew up in the mindset of endurance and acceptance.
And there's also another point. Let me add that. It is because, I guess, it's not the marriage of only two people and individuals. It's the marriage of two entire families.
It's choosing each other. It's not just choosing two people, like choosing each other. It's like it's our two families, two lineages, and sometimes values.
Yeah, that's why they cannot get into divorce very easily.
Right. And I think they survive because of a lot of reasons. If we talk about them, why they survived a lot. It's because expectations were very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were said and
you
clear.
Had a checklist.
Right.
And you have been through that.
Right. Challenges were seen as tests. So
yes.
They were not seen as something like today we make it a big
fatal
mountain of... Yeah. A very small problem is represented as a very, very big problem. So maintaining the family unit was considered as a form of worship, not just a duty. Like... it was considered as a form of worship, and also like the family needs were prioritized over individual desires. So that's how the traditional marriages survived. And also like there were defined roles for a husband and wife back then. And everybody would accept. That's why I said expectations were very clear. So religious and cultural teachings had heavily emphasized for example, the concepts of forgiveness.
Yeah, this is very important.
And letting go of the grudges. Yeah. So this was so cultural.
And by the way, we're not talking about centuries ago. It was about, I guess, maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah. And marriage in those cultures was seen as a lifelong journey. So the problems that also approached, they were seen as temporary phases because, you know, like it's a lifelong journey together.
Yeah.
And they would not see problem as something like, you know.
But really, there's a question that I always wonder. Why, even though the spouse, the husband or the wife, were chosen by the family, the entire family, still, when these two guys, two individuals, got in the same house, they cared for each other, and by time, they loved each other so much, and they started to practice this selflessness for someone they just met.
Right.
How? What happens? I mean, how was the culture, and how was the perspective, and how was the mindset of these people to feel that, okay, marriage is not just a contract between the two of us.
Right.
It's a family. It's an entire, for them, it's like a nation is getting married. So
right.
In order to get my answer, let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see why really everything changed.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Marriage could be the blessing of your life, and also it could turn totally into the hell of your life if you do not actually choose the right person and if the table actually does not work for you. Yes, you're listening to Muslim Lady, and we're talking about traditional marriage versus love marriage. Well, both of them have got their own merits and demerits and pros and cons, as it is with every other stuff in this world. But then I was asking you a question, that why the marriages that you were just talking, which were generally considered to be traditional marriage, they were pretty much more effective than the love marriage. And by the way, we're talking about the general conditions, and do not think of exceptions, because exceptions do not break the rule.
Yeah, so I think it's basically the exposure was less, like exposure to media, exposure to individual
rights.
To
variety.
Yeah, to the rights even. Like, for example, I said people would prioritize others' rights over their own individual rights. There was not even exposure to rights, like what kind of rights I have. For example, if you still go to those traditional countries and you visit the marriages, you talk to the couple who were married this way, they won't even know about their individual rights.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as the media came up, as the awareness spread.
Yeah, this awareness worked like an awakening.
Right. It was somewhere good, but somewhere like it broke many things. And unfortunately, there's less endurance now.
So let's clear the ground of our discussion. I have another question. Like, in general perspective, in a human perspective, based on Islam and based on our religion, which one is considered to be a virtue? To consider me, myself, and be selfish, or no? To consider others as well and be this caring individual?
To consider you, yourself, and be selfless.
So,
not selfish.
What happens to this human right? And you know, all these mottos of feminism and the stuffs like that. Like they would. I'm not gonna say that. Okay, human right is not a good thing, and thinking about the women's right is not a good thing. No, I'm one of the supporters, but I do believe that back in time, the previous generations, when we had our grandmothers and they cared for the entire members of the family, not just themselves, everything worked much more beautifully.
Right. So, you know, back then, because many lived in joint families as well, there was not concept of nuclear families. Yeah. So
individuality.
Yeah. So less individuality, and like there was no tension of kids. There was no tension of other things. But today, like, the couples are so much frustrated, like, what should I do? Shall I handle the economic things? Shall I handle the kids? Shall I do their school? Shall I do this, that? Back then, everyone, the work was distributed. I would say one of our own families, she got married very, very young. Very, very young. And then back then, again, it was a traditional kind of thing. And then I think she sacrificed all her life, all her life, like, in impressing them. And then I met her after a very long time, like after maybe years, like more than a decade. I met her and I told her, like, you have reduced to a pencil. Like, look at yourself.
Yeah.
And why you sacrifice so much? Because still she was trying to impress the society, impress the family, impress everyone other. So I told her, look into the mirror. You also exist. And it's anti-Islamic.
This is also another point, right. Very important. Like, yes, the entire concept of being selfless is a good thing, is a virtue. But at the same time, you have yourself as well.
You should not melt yourself.
Yeah. So. And by the way, there's also this concept in our religion that you are responsible for the health and for the body that is given to you as a gift. You have to take care of it.
As a trust from Allah.
Even your desires.
Right.
You have to take care of your own wishes and desires and dreams, perhaps.
Exactly. One of the bads of the traditional marriages was that there was suppression of individual happiness. But when you choose yourself and you have, when you prefer love marriages, like there is only individual happiness.
There's
in that.
Only desire.
Right.
No checklist.
It's very important to understand here, like, Islam has given us the right to, you know, to give that consent. Without a consent of a woman, the marriage is not valid. So your individual consent does carry a huge weight. Without that, the marriage
It must be based on your wish and based on your will.
Exactly. Without your will, like, the marriage is invalid. So it's very important to note this.
And it's lawless. It's not lawful.
Right. So back then, I think there was high social pressure to stay in unhappy marriage. Mm-hmm. While today, like, in love marriage, if you see that it's not working, like, you just run away, just walk away.
You can just put that full stop.
Full stop, yeah. I won't say it's very good, but at the same time, if you think you are giving so many chances and it's not working, but we have an option of walking away. Like, for example, even in Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his holy prophet, why have you sanctioned on yourself or made haram for yourself what I have made halal? So talking of divorce, basically.
So when there's a dead end, even God, he himself is telling you to take care of yourself.
In fact, it's the least liked halal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is halal.
So it's not recommended, but it's an option.
It's an option. Like, you're not, like, for example, back in those days, there was this huge pressure from the society that you have to stay in the unhappy marriage. So in Islam, we don't have anything like that.
Okay, but in love marriage, what happens to the couples who fall in love and then they get into marriage? I have seen many of them. After a certain time, they would get disillusioned, unfortunately.
Because the fantasies fade.
Yeah.
The fantasies start fading away and then you see the real picture.
Exactly.
Which you're not liking. Maybe we'll talk about that in the upcoming
In another
episode.
Yeah. Because that is really worthy of discussion.
Yeah. So also back then there was shame surrounding divorce, especially for women. Like if woman would talk about divorce,
it would turn into that would be a scarlet letter on her face.
Exactly.
Like, everybody would look at her like as an excluded entity.
Right.
And by the way, I have to confess as my personal confession and assertion that yes, the world has changed into too many bad directions, but there are some good points coming out of it as well.
Exactly. Like, we can choose goods from that and goods from this time.
Exactly.
And then,
yeah. This,
you know,
awareness
balance.
Is a perfect point that happened. And then also this idea that I don't have to kill myself in order to create to stage a perfect life.
Right. There was recently a movie that we were watching. It was an Indian movie, basically. So
yeah,
it showed the that a couple who did a love marriage, and then the, for example, the man was doing anything he would like in the marriage, like he could go for, you know, he would just do romance with other people as well and come back. And then the wife knew about all this, and she was unable to
decide anything
because she felt like she is economically dependent on this person.
Oh, yeah.
This was the same case in the traditional marriages. Like, there was a lot of economic dependency.
But guess what? The world is changed now.
Right.
So this was all. I hope wherever you are, you be acquainted and accompanied with too much of love and happiness. This was all. Until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.